I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Punta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, March 21st, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So okay. Sorry?
I was just saying good morning, Joseph.
Oh, were you? Okay, I missed that. I'm not hearing very well today. It's been a busy weekend, so.
I guess not, because you're so old now.
34, yeah.
So, yeah, you must be losing some of your hearing a bit.
Yeah, but, you know, your birthday's later in the year, so you're still
it
33.
Is. Yeah, and I am younger.
but it is, that. Yeah, but it is funny. I mean, you know, we've known each other a long time. It does feel like, you know, 34 does seem, I mean, but I had lunch today, or Sunday, with a friend who's in his 60s, and, you know, 34 is nothing.
Right,
but,
exactly.
But for us,
we're we're babies.
Yeah, but for us, it is significant, though. I mean, you know.
It is. It's quite significant, because, you know, like, I always like to, when I was a kid, I remember thinking, when I used to have like a little journal that I'd write in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my mind even saw past the age of 21.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see a life for myself after 21. So, yeah, being 34, 33 for me, 34 for yourself, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're coming up to mid-30s, so, you know, describing myself as being in my... I can still say early 30s, I guess, right?
We can say that, yeah, absolutely.
And then 35, it's mid-30s, and then
mid-30s.
Late 30s, 37, 38, 39?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really came to me when I had... Because they have 10-year passports now, right? And
right.
So I got mine when I was 31, and it expired 10 years after. And I realized when it expires, I'll be 41. And that sort of freaked me out.
Because you're, like, halfway there.
Yeah. And it just, it scared me. I mean, I don't know. I wonder where this worry comes from. Is it because we're worried about where we'll be at 41?
Maybe that's what it is. I think that's what it is. It's like, oh, not 41? Oh, my God. So it's like, it's real. It makes it real because it's like, okay, in 10 years, this passport will expire.
Yeah.
In 10 years, you will be 41. So it's a realistic thought that you will be renewing your passport one day going, holy shit, I'm 41. I remember when I got this passport 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was 31. That's like a hard realization.
Yeah, and the years just go so quickly, too, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They do, and that's the hard thing about it. I mean, like, I had kids. I had Simone when I was just, you know, almost 21.
Yeah.
And so I honestly don't even remember my 20s. It's like it never even happened.
Yeah.
Because I had children.
Yeah. Well, over the weekend, friends and family were saying, well, mainly friends like our age, were saying, wow, we're 34, we're so old. And then, you know, I thought of, you know, friends of ours, people that you know as well,
mm-hmm.
who have died, Margaret C., Haji
right.
Gentleman, who Haji went to elementary school with us and high school for part of the... I mean, they would have loved to have been 34.
Would have been, and, you know, both amazing people,
mm-hmm.
smart, funny, so funny.
Yeah.
Where they would be today, I think about it often, you know.
Yeah, so I don't, so when people say, well, 34 is old, well, no, I don't... I mean, they would have loved to have been 34...
Oh, for sure.
So I guess I should be glad that I'm 34.
We should be grateful.
Yeah.
should be grateful that we've kept ourselves alive this long anyway.
Yeah.
And that we're still here.
Yeah.
34 years later. I mean, we've known each other since, how old were we?
It would have been grade...
grade 3 or 4.
4, because I would have gone to Dickens Main School
right.
at grade 4.
Yeah.
I don't even know how old that is. I can't...
I'm thinking about it now. So my daughter is...
About 9? Would it be 9?
Yeah, like 9, 10.
Yeah.
Because
you start... Well, how old do you start kindergarten? 4 or 5? You know, these
five.
Are the things... Yeah, see, I can't remember that anymore.
Yeah.
And so 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So it would be 9.
Yeah.
9 at least.
At least. So, yeah, we've known each other a long time. It's funny to think that we're, like, in our 30s now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it does go by quickly, doesn't it? And you do, I mean, some people think, well, you know, the birthday's a good time to see where their life is headed and where they'll be in a year from now. But I mean, I don't really think forward. I'm not, well, I'm nearsighted, so I think I am that way in real life too, right? And so I don't, I mean, I just think that it'll be the same a year from now. But, you know, who knows, right?
I hope, I like to think it won't be the same. You know, I like to see some progress and change.
Yeah, I guess what I'm afraid of is it'll be worse. You know, worse,
yeah,
I should say.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
That's,
but you just never, never know, too. It's a luck of the draw, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't know, and that's, I think, a realistic fear for everyone.
And it's a realistic fear more now that we're older, isn't it, than, say, when we were 21?
Well, for sure. It's kind of like we've kind of set the groundwork. I don't know if that's how you feel, but I feel like my groundwork is now kind of set, so yeah. I have to work with what I have, right? It's not like in my 20s where I could say, oh, yeah, this career is not working for me. I should change. I mean, I could do that now, but realistically, with kids in the predicament that I'm in, it would just be way too risky. I'm not into taking risks right now.
Yeah. See, and even at 34, I'm thinking the same. I mean, I don't want change.
Right.
I'm comfortable where I am, and if I can ride this out, why not?
Then why not? Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, not everyone's like that. I know these younger people are absolutely not like that.
They're terribly ambitious.
Oh, yeah, things aren't working. They're moving on, like, fast.
Yeah.
I commend them for that, but I can't do it.
So there was a story I guess it was last week, was it, about this kid in, well, he's not a kid. He's 21.
Yeah, he's like 21.
Yeah, in North Korea. He's a University of Virginia undergraduate. He was convicted and sentenced in a one-hour trial in North Korea's Supreme Court. I guess he was accused of stealing
a poster.
Yeah, but I guess that the North Koreans find that serious because they think that he's there to overthrow their government, which is a legitimate concern.
Yeah, it's like a propaganda banner. And he did confess apparently that he tried to steal it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a I guess you take it back, and then it's a trophy,
right?
Or a souvenir, if you will.
It is.
But I mean, the story here from the Associated Press, it doesn't say what he was doing there.
No, from what I understand, it said he was. From what I understand, he was just on a trip.
It does. North Korea doesn't seem like a place you'd go for a vacation, though.
No.
Was he there under like the church or whatever to like a missionary deal?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he says he was trying to steal the propaganda banner as a trophy for his friend who wanted to hang it in her church.
Yeah.
And he identified the church as Friendship United Methodist Church. The church is not speaking of that, of course, because.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't. I mean, the Methodists. I don't see them.
They're not going to condone that.
Well, I don't see them displaying that in any church. I can't think of a religion that would steal something, you know, and then do that.
No.
So. Well, so
but from what it looks like, he's full of a lot of stories, and he's got some stories here.
So the problem is because the relationship between North Korea and.
It's not good.
Yeah, and it's non-existent, really.
No,
and so, so this guy is going to be stuck there for part of those
15 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
15 years of hard labor. Like, what the hell does that look like?
Yeah, I've interviewed people who've done. I had a woman on last year. She was a dissident, and she escaped from North Korea, literally with a shirt on her back.
Wow.
And she said that it was not pleasant to live in that country under that regime. And,
oh my God!
But there was another interesting interview I did. The journalist, her name is Suki Kim. She went to North Korea to not cover. She went there wanting to write about North Korea. So she went under the ruse that she would teach at one of those schools for North Korean military kids.
Yeah.
And so she would, you know, take notes on that and then write about the experience. And she said, yeah, no, it was pretty bleak. And you know, they're I guess they are curious about the West, but they
not that curious that they'd want to build a relationship.
Yeah, or that they feel that the West is bad. Like, you know, they think that America's bad or
right.
You know, that it's racist or something like that. I mean,
really?
That's what they think, yeah. But
that's horrible.
But it is interesting. I mean, but she did say, and I remember now, I was straining for thought there because I forgot what I was going to say. She said that it wasn't helpful that we would see, like, a Seth Rogen movie
right.
where they made fun of it because there are people who are suffering under this regime.
Right.
Not to mention this kid from Ohio. Yeah, that you know. I mean, this guy's for hardcore 15 years of labor.
15 years of hard labor. So I just looked it up real quick, and he was actually on a backpacking tour.
Yes, I mean, why don't you go to Europe or something like that? Or
I know, go exactly right. Like, you know about Korea. Why would you do that? And why would you?
Well, South Korea is lovely. It's North Korea, I think.
North Korea is where he was.
Yeah.
And, like, why would you attempt to steal from them?
Yeah.
For a church at that, like, how blasphemous, I would say, but sure.
What's the story that you mentioned before we started about this girl? Is she in a coma or not? I can't remember what the...
So, they say technically she's not in a coma.
I guess let's start where it's happening first.
Okay.
I can't remember the details, so you'll fill us in.
Yeah, so this girl, she's 15 right now. Her name's Jahi McMath. She was basically declared brain dead by doctors 2 years ago after going in for a routine medical procedure, routine surgery. I understand it was just having her tonsils removed,
ooh.
If I'm correct.
Yeah.
Went in for this surgery. She suffered cardiac arrest while she was put under and has been on life support ever since. Okay, so initially the doctors declared her as brain dead, declared her legally dead, and applied to turn off the machine. But her family had won an injunction preventing life support from being turned off.
And was it on a religious thing that they said no...
No, because they felt as though that the doctor's prognosis was incorrect.
Okay.
They feel like just because she's brain dead, she herself is not dead. She's apparently moved her feet on command, and her hair is growing, and her nails are growing. So it's like, so, you know, like her body is still essentially alive. Her organs have not shut down.
Yeah.
So she's been like this for 2 years now.
So this takes place in Oakland, California, right?
Yes.
And so she's been on is it some form of life support?
It's life support.
She's not hooked up to anything. I mean, I saw the pictures on the Daily Mail's website, and I didn't see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has.
I guess for feeding, right?
Yeah, feeding, and actually for the feeding. But when she was first. When the doctors first took her off, she had not apparently been fed for like a month. She hadn't had any feeding tubes put in. They refused to put in a feeding tube because to them she was technically dead. It wasn't until she was transferred to a new facility in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they were willing to help continue to keep her alive.
So they flew her from California to out east?
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. Because the doctors at the Children's Hospital in L.A. had refused to basically put any more resources.
Oh, that's Obamacare. Remember, they were saying that when Obamacare, that you're having all these death panels, and they would say that you can't get treatment, you're dead.
Right. So.
Have you ever thought of that, though? Because, I mean, I had to do my will. I've had a will now for about 10 years or more.
Oh, really?
And there's an aspect to it called the living will, where you have to decide... Let's say I got hit by a bus,
yeah,
and there was no hope for me to come to. at what point do they keep me on a machine? Do they pull the plug and then I cease to exist? Or having a living will specifying those things, you know, so that way they would know what to do. Like, am I an organ donor as well? You know, those sorts of things, right?
Right, right.
Have you thought of things like that? I mean,
I've definitely thought of it. A lot, especially recently. But
because you read this case and then you think, you know, well,
I know I
could pull through, right?
I know, no, for sure. Because you know, there's cases like we've heard of the guy that was on life support for years and said that he actually woke up and then said that while he was in his coma or whatever, he had heard everything everyone around him was saying.
Yeah.
But you look at the pictures of the child, she's 15 now, the teenager, I should say. And to me, initially, when I looked at her, she did look like she's passed on, right?
She doesn't look haggard or anything like that. She looks like someone who's sleeping, essentially.
She looks like, sleeping.
Yeah.
Peacefully. And, like, I asked Simone, my oldest, about it, her opinion, and she thinks it's pretty cool that her parents are fighting to keep her alive. She thinks it's commendable, and that's just the view of a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well, I guess
she would want to be kept alive.
Yeah, I'm 34, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, let's say it took 3, 4, 10 years for me to come to, I would probably be like, well, I'm coming to what? You know, I've lost 10 years of my life, say, right?
But are you talking from a 34-year-old point of view or a 15-year-old point of view?
Well, you know, if I'm 15 and then I come
to
15,
you have a whole lot more life to live.
Yeah, well,
even at 34, you do.
That's true. Yeah,
really. But, you know, 2 years goes by quickly. 3 years, you've missed stuff, but I mean, it's nothing you can't catch up on.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends what you come to. Like, I mean, if your legs are broken or you've lost your memory, then that's another thing, right?
Yeah, this is true. It's like, yeah, so that's another thing I thought of. Once she does come to, is she going to be fully, you know, she's not going to be 100%, obviously.
Yeah.
Or who knows, you know, with the miracles of God, I don't know, or something.
Have you seen that movie? There's a new Jennifer Garner movie about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
But, you know, I do wonder, you've obviously followed this case.
I haven't been following it for a while, you know. I actually just
kind
of came upon it, and I've been quite fascinated by it. So I've been...
Have they sued the parents? Have they sued the doctors in California that...
Like, yeah, that's something that they're actually... It's something they're constantly working on, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, because let's say she does come to, or even if she's in this state forever. I mean, this is costing the parents money, right?
Right. Well, Jesus, they did this. This was on after, taking out her tonsils. It was like a little.
That's like how Joan Rivers died. Well, no, Joan Rivers, it was something to do with her throat. Like,
yeah, something in her throat. But my little one was supposed to get her tonsils taken out in May or sometime. And I'm, you know, this makes me a bit apprehensive now.
Well, you just have to talk to them about the worst case scenario, right?
Worst case scenario. And there's always that case of that happening, hopefully not.
But to make it perfectly clear to your daughter, I mean, she wasn't in any pain, right? I mean, she was she was put to sleep, and it was during the procedure that something happened, and so you probably can't tell, right?
No.
So it's not, you know, you're just napping, you're sleeping.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I guess is how it would appear.
Yeah. Well, I start my 34th year with thinking about what to do in a case of in the case of this is something, you know,
well,
an accident.
Will.
Yeah, me. But I mean, you know, I do wonder. I mean, the costs involved of keeping one, say, hooked up to a machine for 1 year, 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something we think about in this country because we have Medicare. Exactly. Or healthcare, I should say, but
we're a little spoiled in that regard, but
I would hate to think that I was being kept alive artificially and for no reason.
Well, see, this is the thing, and that's why it's debatable, is because they say, yes, she's hooked up to a ventilator, but the ventilator just pushes, what they put in the article, it pushes the air in.
Yeah.
But her lungs have to be able to push it out.
Yeah.
And so far, her lungs have been doing that, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that cuts down any costs of, you know, the machines that she's hooked up to, but I'm sure the costs are quite heavy. They're pretty, sure they're pretty up there.
But I mean, yeah, you can't put a price on the time that these parents have spent.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't otherwise have, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at some of the photos and the link that you sent over, and I mean, they're very loving to the child who is, you know, sleeping,
sure.
Right?
And some people are just like, oh, the mother, she just needs to get over it. She's dead. And it's like, well, no. It's something is telling this mother to continue to hold on, right? Something stronger than just she's a mother who can't get over the fact that her child has passed on. It's something more there.
I'd like the atheist to explain to us. Just, you know, I mean, there must be something other than, well, science. I mean, there's an answer, isn't there?
There has to be.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, but there is.
I'll spend the next 34 years thinking about that. Maybe, at least. Exactly. Yeah.
It's got so much time. You know how quickly it goes by.
That's true, yeah.
Right? So you can get the next 34 years to think about that, and then hopefully you'll have an answer.
Yeah, I'll be 68. I just did the math. Jesus.
Yeah, you didn't need to do the math on that, seriously.
No, I didn't, but it's much more dramatic when you say
of
that,
course.
You
know. Oh, my God. Well, great. You did the math. We'll meet again in 34 years.
Yeah.
We'll see how far we've come.
Well, we'll meet in 2 weeks. We're taking next week off, and we'll be back, I guess, in 2 weeks, and maybe we'll get a little closer at least.
We might
be
a little closer by then.
Yeah. I'll talk to you then.
Well, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, May 21st, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 14 days.